Hi there, folks. This is Ken Maynard, kind of getting saddled up here to spin another yarn. You know, it's a right nice day out here at the Diamond K Ranch. Sunny and warm. Makes you feel like maybe traveling a little. And traveling reminds me of circus and Wild West shows. You see, the story I'm going to tell you happened just after I joined Colonel Rockwell's Wild West show in Indian Congress. And Tarzan plays a mighty important part, too. I just wish you could see the gold and silver mounted saddle hanging here on the rack. I'll tell you, Tarzan's mighty proud of it, too. But that's part of the story I'll tell you in just a minute.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure, transcribed stories of circus life, fascinating tales of the Old West, where cowboys still follow the cattle trails, stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. And while Ken's getting ready to spin his newest Wild West yarn, here's something to think about, buckaroos. Do you know what every cowboy's favorite pastime is? Well, sir, after the chores are done, whether it's watering the horses or pitching hay or rounding up the cattle, the boys just kind of drift together to chat a bit. And first thing you know, one of them is telling a story. Now, cowboys just love a good story, and that's why we think you'll get a big kick out of having a set of real Western stories to hear any time you have your chores done. Now, I'm talking about the exciting record album of Ken Maynard, Wild West Stories. It's a beautiful album, all in color, with two of Ken's favorite stories inside on big 8-inch unbreakable records, with pictures of Ken and Tarzan right in the records. And best of all, these records are personalized, made just for you and with a personal message from Ken to you right on the record. He'll say,
"Hello there, Dick. This is Ken Maynard with a story for you."
Or he'll say, "Hi there, Jack or Jim or Sally." Whatever your name is, buckaroos, Ken Maynard will call you by name right on the record and then tell you his stories. Exciting? I'll say it's exciting. And you'll be the talk of the neighborhood. And do you know how you can get this Diamond K record album? Why, just send your name and address to Ken Maynard in care of this station and enclose a $1 bill. That's all. Just a $1 bill and your name and address and say,
"Records."
These records are standard 78 RPM speed for the regular kind of phonograph that everybody's played for years. And say, you'll play your records over and over again. But send now. You've got a lot of fun coming your way for only $1. Now here's Ken all set and ready to go with a rip-roaring yarn.
Well, it was the opening night of Colonel Rockwell's Wild West show in Indian Congress. A night of excitement, a night of adventure. As the gates of the big arena swung open, thousands of eyes saw the colorful, grand entry as it passed in review. Bands were playing and the horses were prancing to the stirring music of the Old West. A dozen or two prairie wagons circled and made camp in the center of the arena. Campfires were lighted. In the distance, the sound of drums of war cries pierced the night air. From out of the darkness, a band of savage-looking Apaches raced into camp with smoking guns and lighted torches, and the mock war was on. As the crowd stood up to cheer, the show began. Sort of makes your hair stand on end. Reckon that's why Taurus and me joined up with Colonel Rockwell. We wanted to do a little fast riding. Well, we'd been with Colonel Rockwell for about 3 months when the show opened for a week at Oklahoma City. You know, it was here in this part of the country where the Oklahoma Kid had made quite a name for himself. Bank holdups and train robberies were all in the work of the Kid. He built up quite an organization and reputation. I'd heard many stories about the Kid, how he started out as a bronc rider with some Western show, but the hankering for easy money got the best of him. So he took to robbing and stealing. But there's one thing about him, he never could resist hanging around a Western show if he was anywhere within riding distance. Reckon the excitement of bands and parades and bucket horses was still in his blood. Well, sir, it was a couple of hours before showtime. I was sitting outside of the colonel's trailer that served as office and general hangout place for most of the performers. Rockwell came out of the door and stood looking up at the sky. Stuck his hands in his pocket and put his thumbs in his suede vest and grinned. "Couldn't be better, Ken," he said. "Not a cloud in sight, and it's kind of cooled off a little, too." He kept right on talking as he sat down on the trailer steps. Well, I let him talk for a while. Next to his show, he liked talking most. When he stopped for a breath, I said to him, "Colonel, there are rumors that the Oklahoma Kid's been seen around here." You should have seen his face. It puffed up red like a big turkey gobbler's, and then he exploded. "Why, that varmint's got no business hanging around here. Get the sheriff, Maynard." Before I had a chance to get up, he'd cool off a little, though. Then he started to chuckle. What am I getting so worried about, he said. Why, the kid wouldn't bother us. We're not big enough for him. He wouldn't be satisfied with anything less than a bank. As I got up then from the steps and started towards the corrals, I said, just the same, Colonel, if I were you, I'd kind of keep my eye on the cash box tonight. Well, I walked on down to the corral then. I wanted to take a look at Tarzan. Besides, it's about time to start getting ready for the grand entry. I passed the Indian camp and everything was quiet except five or six of them were huddled around in a group doing some confidential talking. That seemed a little strange to me. You see, I'd been around Indians a good part of my life. I knew their customs. A group up like that wasn't one of them. Then, too, they had their war paint on, ready for the show. And it was a little early for that, I thought. Then I kind of chuckled to myself. What's the matter with me? I got no reason to be jittery. I'll just let the colonel worry about the kid. When I got to the corral, Tarzan had been trotting around the circle till he'd trampled a hard trail. Then he saw me and come right over and put his head on my shoulder, just like he wanted to tell me something. Well, sir, that may sound kind of strange to some folks, but most animals have a mighty keen sense of telling when something is going to happen. But it was time for the parade to start, and I didn't have time to try to figure out what was bothering him. Well, the show went off without a hitch, before one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen, and the colonel was as happy as a schoolboy at vacation time. When the crowd broke up, I saw him, cash box in hand, start for the trailer to stash away the money in the old safe he'd carted all the way from Kentucky. Show ran a little long that night, so it was kind of late before I got Tarzan ready to bed down. I noticed he was still nervous and excited. Of course, that wasn't too unusual. A horse, like any other performer, gets a little keyed up during the show. So I went back to the trailer to polish my target guns. Must have been half an hour later when I thought I heard Tarzan whinny. I hurried to the door and looked out. Corral lights were still on. As I looked in his direction, I saw him leap the pole fence and start to gallop towards the arena where the Indian ponies were corralled. I knew then something was wrong. I grabbed the rope that hung on a peg by the door and started across the lot. Then I heard it. A shot. A dull, heavy thud, like a muffled 45, and it came from Colonel Rockwell's trailer. Well, folks, now you'll just have to excuse me for a minute in my storytelling while I get a drink of water here. Spinning yarns makes a fella kind of thirsty. Ah, I feel a sight more comfortable after that. Say, speaking of comfort for just a minute, you know if a man doesn't feel good and comfortable, he can't do his best work or enjoy his play. Just for your information, I feel my best when I'm dressed comfortably. Now, you know my favorite outfit when I'm working or just loafing around is my K-shirt and a pair of jeans. And you'd be surprised how many young buckaroos are agreeing with me. Kids all across the country are writing in and asking for a K-shirt like mine. I told you about it before. It's a comfortable cotton shirt made like a T-shirt in the color of desert sand with my own Diamond K brand in bright red on the front and Tarzan and me looking right at you. Now, if you want to join the gang that's wearing my own private K-shirt, all you got to do is send me your name and address. Tell me what size you wear. Size 2, 4... 6, 8, 10, or 12, and close $1 bill for the fellow that makes them. Pretty fancy shirts for just one little old dollar. And you'll get a lot of wear out of them. Be sure and send your size now. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12. Ask Mom. She'll know what size you wear. Now getting back to Colonel Rockwell's Wild West show, like I said, Tarzan had jumped the fence and galloped towards the arena where the Indian ponies were corralled. But it wasn't until I heard the shot. A dull, heavy shot, like a muffled 45, that I knew what Tarzan was up to. As I ran towards the colonel's trailer, I seen the five Indians that had been talking together earlier in the evening. They were racing across the lot straight for the arena corral. My hunch was right. They'd been cooking up something. I got to the colonel's trailer, threw open the door, and inside, crumpled on the floor, lay Colonel Rockwell, the bullet hole through his shoulder. I stooped over to help him when his loud voice boomed. "I'm all right, Maynard. Never mind me. Get them low-down varmints. They got away with the money." As I raised him up and propped him back against some cushions, he said, "Can you beat that, son? I was worrying about the Oklahoma kid, and it wasn't him at all, but some of them sneaking redskins that I've been feeding." "Colonel, I wouldn't be too sure they were Indians," I said. He pushed me aside as he barked, "Never mind fussing over me. I'm all right. Get out there and stop them." As I started for the door, he said, "What do you mean, Ken? Not Indians. They still had their war paint on." I stopped at the doorway and looked out. The lot was filled with people. The whole camp had heard the shot. Someone had turned the floodlights on. Then I saw the arena corral. The gate was open and the ponies were gone. And there, kind of back in the shadows, the five Indians who had run from the colonel's trailer were being held. Well, I hurried over to find out what was going on, and just as I'd suspected, in the scuffle, some of the color had rubbed off the skins and showed white. They weren't Indians at all, but five of the Oklahoma kids gang decked out to look like Indians. It was pretty smart the way they'd planned this. You see, they'd figured they'd plant their horses right along with the Indian ponies, and as soon as the show was over and everything was quiet, they'd grab the cash box and head for the arena corral. They figured if they played it smart, nobody would suspect them. Well, sir, they might have gotten away with it if it hadn't have been for old Tarzan. The next morning, the colonel sent for me to come over to his trailer. He was sitting up in bed looking as chipper as you please. "Maynard," he said, "what's this I hear about the horse of yours putting over one of them things on the outlaws? Come on, don't just stand there, out with it." "Well, Colonel," I said, "you know Tarzan knew there were some strange horses in that corral. Animals could sense things like that. And he knew something was wrong when he heard the shot after the show was over, so he jumped the fence and opened the gate and led all the ponies away before the strange Indians could get to him. Opening gates is a trick I've been teaching him." Well, the colonel leaned back in bed and chuckled. "By thunder," he boomed in that loud voice of his, "can you beat that? You know something, Maynard," he said, "he's going to have the best gold and silver mounted saddle that money can buy. Why, that blamed horse is smarter than I am."
Say, Ken, that show was a thriller. But you know, when you finish a story, I just keep wishing there was more, because I really go for a good Western story. And I'll bet you young buckaroos listening feel a lot like I do. You never get enough of hearing good stories. And that's why I think if you haven't already ordered your Diamond K record album of exciting Ken Maynard stories, you're losing time that you could be enjoying them. Now, you know, this beautiful color album contains four sides of stories on unbreakable 8-inch records of standard 78 RPM speed. And don't forget, they're made just for you with a personal message from Ken Maynard, Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Wait till you hear him say,
"Hello, George, or Don, or Hazel, or whatever your name is."
And he'll say it right on the record. They're personalized just for you. Why, it's the biggest value I know of for just $1. Two records in an album, two complete Wild West stories with pictures of Ken and Tarzan inside and out for only $1. Now just send your name and address to Ken Maynard in care of this station and enclose a $1 bill. Don't wait any longer to get in on all this fun. Now, here's Ken to tell you about his next exciting story.
Well, folks, this is Ken Maynard and Tarzan. Closing the door of the Diamond K Ranch pack room till next time we meet, when I'll tell you a mighty fascinating story called The Squirrel Man's Fortune. In the meantime, be sure to get your $1 bills in the mail for some real Western fun.
You've been listening to transcribed tales from the Diamond K, told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Tales from the Diamond K was produced in Hollywood.